Laboratory Protection presents Rudy Valley in Rudy the Cub Reporter with John Barrymore and Vera Vague.
Good night is my time.
There's no time like our time, and no one finds you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another field test program. Tonight you'll hear John Barrymore, the fearless, biting, crusading editor of the Colossal Town Gazette. You will hear yours truly as Scoops Valley, the fearless cub reporter. You'll hear Vera Vague as the fearful queen of the underworld. You'll hear the rolling presses of that fearless journal, the Morning Gazette.
Let them roll! Press!
Got the phone? I didn't hear it. Well, there it is. Barrymore speaking. What's that? Of course, Ann Bueller's column will be in today's Gazette. Ann Bueller's column runs every day. There it is. Barrymore speaking. What? A fire? Where? The courthouse? Say, isn't that where they keep the records of lawsuits and judgments? Stay right there. I'll send over some kerosene.
Morning, sir.
Who are you?
You remember, sir? I'm your new reporter, Scoops Valley. I have a splendid story for the Gazette, sir.
I bet you have. What is it?
Well, sir, Killer Creeping just escaped from the penitentiary.
What? That's it. That's a front-page story. Hello. Hello, press room. Rip out page one. Take this headline. Killer Creeping cracks county can. Yeah, get an extra on the street right away. Congratulations, Valley. This is sensational. Where'd you get the story?
I read it in the Times.
What? You read it in the... That's our rival newspaper.
Yes. On their toes, aren't they, sir?
Get out of here, you...
Yes, sir.
Lorraine, the Times has scooped me again.
It looks bad for the Gazette, sir.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I got an idea. Lorraine, call in my reporters.
Okay, Chief. Boys, the Chief wants to see you. Boys!
Oh, Mr. Barrymore, those reporters are even too lazy to walk into your office.
I'll get them in here. Boys, this round is on me. Sit down, boys. Boys, the Gazette is in bad shape. You haven't brought in a story in 3 weeks. The only thing you're selling the paper is Ann Bueller's advice to the lovelorn golem.
Say, Chief, I've been on this paper for 15 years, and I've never even seen Ann Bueller. Who is she?
Never mind who she is. But you guys call yourselves newspaper reporters. What happened when the Benson story broke? Scoop for the Fairfax High School Weekly. Now listen, I have an idea that will make the Gazette the biggest paper in the city. We're going to expose the gang that controls crime in Colossal Town. The Vultures Gang.
The Vultures Gang?
Yeah, I got busy.
All right, I'll cover the bookie joint.
I'll cover the waterfront. I'll cover burlesque.
Okay, but don't cover it too much. Now, get going.
Mr. Barrymore. That new reporter, Scoop Valley, is waiting to see you again.
Oh, he is, is he? Sure, man.
Mr. Barrymore, I have another splendid scoop.
I know, I know. Roosevelt was elected.
He was?
Valley, do you call yourself a reporter? Jumping, printing presses, and thundering linotype.
Sir, I wish you wouldn't use that kind of language in front of Miss Lorraine.
Oh, sorry, old man, I forgot. Now, look, Valley. When you came to work for me, I explained to you what news was. I told you what makes news. When a man bites at...
I know, sir. I tried that, but they keep biting me back.
After this, pick on poodles. Now, what is this story you got?
Well, it's a human interest story. A man was married 4 times and divorced 4 times. And every 4th week, the alimony court allows him 4 bits. Is that news?
Not to me, brother. Valet... Maybe there's something to get back to the libretto. Maybe there's something wrong with your method. How do you work?
Well, sir, when I start out in the morning, I say to myself, I must make good. I shall make good. I will make good. I can make good. I've got to make good. I'm going to make good.
Well?
Well, by the time I get through, another day's gone by.
Mr. Barrymore.
What is it, Mel?
It just came in over the wire that the headquarters of the Vultures Gang is in that famous nightclub, the Casa del Blackjack. Are you going to send a reporter there, Mr. Barrymore?
Certainly not. It's certain death for the poor fella. It's suicide for a reporter to walk into that place. Why, I wouldn't send a... Valley,
Yes, sir.
How would you like to, No, no, John, you can't. Those are pretty terrible things during your life, but murder, no, no. Still, murder would give you a grand slam. No, John, if you send that boy to the Casadel Blackjack, you'll never see his face again. Is that bad? No, John, you can't do it. Get out of here, Valley. Leave me. Temptation.
But, sir, I have no assignment. Where do you want me to go? Where shall I go?
Boy, have I got an answer for that one. Valley, you're not a reporter. You never were a reporter. You never will be a reporter. Look at you. Your hat doesn't even turn up in front.
But, sir, I have my diploma from the Shakespeare, did it? Why can't you, School of Journalism?
You're still the dizziest, daffiest, dopiest, droopiest...
But, sir, my diploma.
You can take your diploma and frame it. How much am I paying you, Valley?
You pay me $3 a week in expenses.
How much are your expenses?
Nothing.
From now on, you are just getting expenses.
But, Mr. Barrymore, that adds up to nothing.
You're worth every bit of it, son. Now scram.
Gee, Rudy, you sure came out of Mr. Barrymore's office fast. Did you tell him about you and me being in love and that we're planning to get married?
Well, I didn't get a chance, Lorene. We talked business.
Did he do anything about your salary?
Well, he adjusted it.
Oh, goody. How much are you getting now?
Well, it's a good round figure.
Oh.
Well, that's pretty close.
Did you show Mr. Barrymore your diploma?
Yes.
What did he say?
He made a suggestion. You know, Lorene, maybe I'm not cut out to be a newspaper man.
Oh, how can you say that? You're a great writer, Rudy Valley. Well, I'll never forget the first newspaper article you ever wrote. I memorized it.
You memorized my first newspaper article?
Yes. It said, Agnes Smith, age 75. Pneumonia.
Gosh, was I that good?
You were wonderful, Rudy, and you still are. And I'll be proud to be the wife of such a grand gentleman of the press.
But, Lorene, I can't even make enough to support myself. How can we get married?
Who am I to think that you're for me? Who am I? That is my fear. Could I make you love me? Could I even try? Is it foolish of me to hear your name and sigh? Who am I to dream about your love? Are you to treat my heart like this? Why should I be still and let this thrill pass me by? I must have you, but who am
Who was that singing?
I'm sorry if I disturbed you, sir.
Hey, Valley, I didn't know you could sing. It gives me an idea. Hey, would you like to help me track down the Vultures gang?
Oh, indeed, sir. I would like nothing better.
Maybe dangerous.
Well, sir, I guess that's all part of the game.
All right, then. Here's my plan. Now, you go to the Casa del Blackjack and get a job as an entertainer. You pose as a singer, you see?
That'll be easy, sir. I've been posing as a singer for years.
You ain't kidding anybody. I didn't jump in on it, sir.
Oh, please, sir, may I go along, too? If Scoop is to risk his life, I feel that my place is at his side.
Good. Lorene can get a job as a cigarette girl. She'll help you. Now, Valley, look here. Get down to the Casadel Blackjack and root out the Vultures gang. Lorene, you meet him there later. In the meantime, Aunt Beulah will dictate her advice to the lovelorn to you. Get along, Valley.
Right, sir.
Now, Lorene.
Yes, sir.
The door.
Bolted.
The windows.
Locked.
The shades.
Drawn.
Are the letters ready?
Yes, Mr. Barrymore.
What?
Aunt Beulah.
That's better. Now let me read the first letter.
Dear Aunt Beulah, I am a girl in love with a man who is 15 years older than myself. I am 80 and he is 95. Do you think this difference in our ages will matter? Signed, Hurry Before It's Too Late.
Dear Hurry Before It's Too Late. Yes, I do think the 15 years difference matters. Not at first, perhaps. But think of life after the excitement of the honeymoon is over. Remember, after 10 years of the hurly-burly of married life, you'll be 90 and he'll be 105. The dangerous age, remember. And Beulah says, love is where you find it. You'll find it someday.
That was beautiful, Aunt Beulah. Here's the second letter.
The hell was that? Wow, I'm glad that happened. Dear Aunt Beulah, there must be a wonderful guy up there. Dear Aunt Beulah, I am in love with a beautiful young girl named Ruth, who lives at 6350 Franklin Avenue. I work nights, and I suspect that another fellow's been seeing her while I work. Should I sneak over to her house and shoot him? Signed, Deadshot. Dear Deadshot, by all means, do not shoot the fellow. Throw that gun away and forget the whole thing. Signed, Aunt Beulah. Gee, that was close. Next.
The next letter is from your old faithful correspondent. That lovesick female, Benzedrine Blotz.
Benzedrine Blotz. She's ragged with me for years. Hope springs eternal in Benzedrine Blotz's breast. Ready, Dad? Barrymore. What's that, Valley? You got a job at the Casa del Blackjack? Good boy, but watch your step, Valley. You're in constant danger.
Well, the returns are in from all of the outlying districts, and we can now announce the results of the election for November's outstanding dessert. Ladies and gentlemen, by a landslide vote, the decision goes to Seal Test Chocolate Fudge Ice Cream Pie.
Yes, but don't forget that a lot of repeaters voted for our side.
Well, Rudy, you don't mean to say this election wasn't on the up and up.
I mean to say that nobody could vote only once for Seal Test Chocolate Fudge Ice Cream Pie. I'll wager you that everyone who tasted it bought it again and again. Ladies, picture a pie with crust of delicious vanilla ice cream, topped with colorful decorations of whipped cream. And between those crusts, a thick filling of real chocolate fudge. The smooth, creamy kind that's full of rich, chocolatey flavor. Wait till you slice and serve that treat for your family or guests.
Oh, but why wait? You can enjoy a Seal Test chocolate fudge ice cream pie right now. Tonight. A little later, we'll tell you where to buy it in your community. But first, a warning. It'll only be here during November. And there's only one original and genuine Seal Test chocolate fudge ice cream pie. Only one that's supervised for quality and purity by the Seal Test laboratory system. So be sure to look for the Seal Test name on the carton. And now we take you to that rendezvous of the underworld, Casa del Blackjack, where Rudy and Lorene have disguised themselves as a singer and a cigarette girl. Rudy is finishing a number.
Oh, what a time I had with Mamie the mermaid. Down at the seaweed bungalow, eyes head. Down in her seaweed bungalow, low, 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 low.
Cigarettes, bonbons, gardenias, chewing tobacco, cigarettes.
Hey, Lorene.
What is it, Rudy?
Lorene, honey, I wish you weren't working here. This place is filled with thugs and gangsters and low people. I'm afraid it'll have a bad effect on you.
No, none at all. Has it had any unyields?
I don't think so. I ain't noticed none. Say, Lorene, did any of these mugs get fresh with you yet?
Well, one fella slapped me on the back and said, "Hiya, babe. How about a little kiss, babe?"
Oh, he did, eh? Show him to me. Which one was he? I'll take care of him.
It's that big bruiser over there in the black derby with a scar that goes from ear to ear.
Oh, he was probably only kidding.
I'm awfully scared, honey, they'll find out you're writing these articles the Gazette has been running. You've been exposing this place for a week.
Yeah, I'm worried myself. Because of my stories, the head of the whole Casa del Blackjack gang is due here tonight.
You don't mean...
Yes, the Vulture.
The Vulture? Oh, when I think of the Vulture, I shiver all over.
Come on, Jones, get up on that stage. It's time for your speciality.
Coming. I'm on, Loreen. I'll see you later.
Before you go, tell me that you love me, Rudy.
You know I love you, darling. You know.
We now present Rudy Jones.
Do I worry because you're stepping out? Do I worry because you got me in doubt? Though your kisses aren't right, do I give a bag of beans? Do I stay home every night and read my magazine? Am I frantic because we've lost the spark? Is there a panic when it starts turning dark and when evening shadows creep? Do I lose it in sleep over you? Do I worry? You can bet your life I do.
Do I worry when you're stepping out? Do I worry because you've got me in doubt? When you got someone in your lap, do you think I give a snap? Are my feelings really hurt when somebody's in your lap?
Am I curious when the gossip flies? Am I furious about your little white lies? And when all our evenings end, cause you've got a sick friend, do I worry? You can bet your life I
do. Hey, you. Hey, Rudy Jones, come here.
Yes?
The vulture wants to see you.
The vulture?
Yeah.
You mean the head of the gang, the chief?
That's right. Get going. The vulture's waiting for you in a back room.
Oh, Rudy, I'm frightened.
Have no fear, my dear. It's all part of the game.
But, Rudy, we were to be married. Suppose you go in that back room and don't come out. Suppose the vulture shoots you.
Then perhaps Mr. Barrymore will marry you.
And you stay here. I'll go in.
No, darling. I'll go in and face the vulture. Oh, pardon me. I'm looking for the vulture.
I'm the vulture.
But, Miss Vulture, you don't look like a criminal.
Oh, dear boy.
You don't look like a killer.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Why, you look like somebody's mother.
Such a big mouth.
But are you really the boss of the blackjack gang?
Yes, what's so strange about that?
You're the chief of those cutthroats.
Yes.
But those men are brutes.
They're not brutes.
Well, don't they ever annoy you?
No. The brutes.
Say, you know, you're kind of cute. Who are you?
I'm Rudy Jones, the new singer, Miss Vulture.
Oh, come here. Let me hear you sing. Sing a love song. Sing until you put me in a romantic mood.
All right. If you...
That does it. Kiss me.
But, ma'am...
Kiss me.
Ma'am, we haven't even been introduced.
My name's Vulture.
Mine's Jones.
Kiss me.
All right, ma'am. If you force me to, I'll kiss you.
How much am I paying you?
$15 a week.
From now on, you get $3,000.
$3,000 a week?
Yes.
Thank goodness for those music lessons.
Music lessons did that for you?
Yes.
You don't happen to know Beethoven's telephone number, do you?
Rudy, Rudy, are you all right? Rudy, your face is bleeding.
No, it isn't. It's lipstick.
Lipstick? A fine reporter you are.
Reporter? So you're the reporter who's been exposing my gang.
Oh, no, no, no.
Boys, come in here. I found the guy who's been printing those stories.
You mean this boy is a school pigeon?
Well, he ain't on his way back to Capistrano.
And now back to the Gazette, where Editor Barrymore is making the fight of his life to clean up Colossal Town.
Quietly.
And remember, Ann Beulah says, love is where you find it, and you'll find it someday. What's the next letter, Miss Jones?
It's another letter from Benzedrine Blot.
Ah, I see it. Dear Aunt Beulah, I hate to bother you again, but do you realize that I've never been married, not even once? Oh, Aunt Beulah, don't I have terrible trouble? Dear Benzedrine, such trouble I should have.
Ready, Dad? Barrymore? Loreen? What? Valley's been captured by the vulture? She's a woman? Hold everything, I'll be right over.
Oh, the vulture is a woman. Well, this simplifies things. Miss Jones, McCain, Miss Chapeau, Miss Mustache Wax, Miss Toilet Water. The great profile is going to work. Toujours l'amour, toujours je t'aime. Voyons! Now we have a lot of other reporters all over America waiting to tell you where you can buy that Sealtest chocolate fudge ice cream pie. So here we go to all of those communities where Sealtest milk and ice cream are sold. Ready?
I'm going to let you have it.
Please. You're not going to kiss me again.
No. This time I'm going to shoot you.
That's better. I'm ready to die for my grisette.
Oh, you're so strong. In the face of death, how can you reporters be so brave?
It's just part of the game, I guess.
Stop, mon Dieu, stop! Stop that shooting, mademoiselle, and shoot me. Kill me, ma chérie, ma petite. I cannot live without you. Mais non, je vous aime beaucoup. Toujours l'amour, mais oui. Me wish.
What is this?
Great.
What is this?
I'm going to throw in a gesundheit.
All right.
Well,
what's he doing?
That's the sound man, you see. That's French talk, ma'am.
What, ma chérie, ma petite?
Wait a minute. Who are you?
What matter is it who I am? You are a woman. I am a man. Is not that enough?
You're sure you're a man? Oh, yes, that's enough.
What an inference. Oh, you, young man.
Yes, sir.
Can you not see you want to be alone with this beautiful woman?
But I wanted...
You heard what the man said. Now go on.
Yes, now go. Bonsoir, my young friend. Vive la Gazette.
Vive la Gazette.
Now, Miss Charlie, come to my arms.
Yes, but I don't even know your name.
Mais oui, mademoiselle, permit me. I am Monsieur Jacques Berry Moore, international pickpocket. In Paris, they call me the Fox.
The Fox?
Of course, in Hollywood, they call me the Wolf.
Do they call you anything in New York?
They certainly do. But for the moment, I cannot remember what it is.
Chiseler? Cad? Two-timer?
No, that was Chicago. But what does it matter? You know, my lovely creature, I have the feeling we have met somewhere before, but who knows where. It could have been in dreams. It could have been in fancy.
It could have been in the locker room on the SS Arizona.
Never mind where it was. Come to my arms and I will give you a kiss.
Not so fast. Don't think my kisses come so cheaply. Remember, I am a woman, and every woman has her price.
What is your price?
Well, the policeman's on the house.
Everything okay, Chief?
Chief! Is this man your chief?
I mean, you see, he's got Indian blood. How, Chief?
Uh-huh! Jacques the Fox, sir.
Curses! Caught in the net of the Gazette.
So you're the one who exposed my gang, printed those stories in the newspapers.
Well, I only did it to increase my circulation.
Your age, you should be glad you've got any circulation at all.
What vulture?
Now, quiet. Barrymore, your time has come. Against the wall. First, I'm going to plug you, then my trigger men are going to pump you full of lead. Then I'm going to tie some bricks to your feet and drop you in the river.
Mr. Barrymore, you know what?
What?
I don't think she likes you.
Sally, you miserable numbskull, this is your fault. How could you turn out to be such a nincompoop?
Well, sir, I guess it's just part of the game.
Against the wall, Barrymore. One, two...
Wait! Vulture, you don't mean you're really going to shoot me down in cold blood?
I am, just as sure as my real name is Benzedrine Blotz.
Benzedrine Blotz? Love is where you find it.
Wait! You're not...
Yes. You wouldn't shoot your old Aunt Beulah, would you?
Shoot Aunt Beulah? I should say not. In fact, Aunt Beulah's coming right along now to my wedding.
Your wedding? Who are you going to marry?
Jacques Barrymore, sometimes known as the fox, the wolf, the chaser. And if he doesn't marry me, the corpse.
Wait now, Benzedrine. Why do you want to marry me? I'm not getting any younger, you know.
Oh, now look, Jacques. When you've been sitting on the bench as long as I have and you get a chance to get in the game, you don't hesitate just because there's only 1 or 2 minutes left to play. Come on.
Rudy, are you all right?
Yes, I saved the day for the Gazette, dear. Now we can be married.
Yes, Rudy. And in a year or two, do you suppose we'll have a little...
Yes, I guess that's just part of the game.
Extra!
What's the extra, son? What's the extra?
John Barrymore marries Benzedrine Blotz.
Gee, the press works fast, doesn't it? How do they get out that headline so quickly?
Oh, that's a stock headline. All they have to do is change the girl's name.
Extra! Extra!
Extra, read all about it. See what's going on in the world today. Extra, we never doubt it. Thank your stars for the press of the USA.
Boss married stenographer.
That'll rage.
There for us to read on America's front page. Extra, I'm glad to shout it.
It's the true press, the free press, ready for you and me. Press it new, the American way.
Mr. John Q. Public, you're a lucky man indeed. When you're at the breakfast table, think of all the facts you read. Weather reports, the world of sports, the latest tire creation. Movie romance, high finance, foreign situation. Cheesecake photos in the rotos, exposés of graft. Federal expenses, national defenses, your number in the draft. Freedom of press, the right to print the truth and read it.
We'll give it up, the Bill of Rights is guaranteed it. Extra!
It's America's greatest blessing.
Extra! Let's see if it blows the pressing of news. The American way.
Barrymore and I will be back next week at the same time with a program entitled Don Juan and Casanova Incorporated Escort Service, wherein John and I find ourselves rented out to dance with lonesome ladies. One of the lonesome ladies being that charming comedian, Miss Billie Burke. Until then, this is Rudy Valley reminding you to look for the red and white sealed test symbol of quality and purity. Au revoir. Good night.
Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation. This is the National Broadcasting Company.